on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Have you ever done something completely irrational just so a stranger wouldn't judge you? Because I did, and I legitimately feel kind of insane, but I need to know if you would have done the same thing if you were in my situation. It's Girls Week on the show. Kramer is out on vacation. He is in Utah. So you got me and Charlotte with you. So the other night, Garage Boy and I go to dinner, and I have to go to the bathroom, obviously, because I always have to pee, naturally. So I go to the restroom, and they have a big stall in there, and there's an actual like full on sink in the big stall. It's like sink, mirror, the whole thing is like literally in the big stall, in addition to like the main sink that's in the bathroom. So when I go to use the restroom, I just used the sink that was in my stall, obviously.
It was your own personal sink. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Thank you. So I use the sink, wash my hands, I open the stall door. But as I open the door, another woman walks into the bathroom. Now, I don't know if she's ever been to this restaurant before. I don't know if she's ever been in this restroom before. I don't know if she has the information and knows that there is a stall with that includes a sink inside of it.
Yes.
So she didn't hear me wash my hands. She didn't hear the water running. So when I see her walk in, I immediately go to the sink and wash my hands again. So she knows that I washed my hands, because I did not want this woman, this stranger that I don't know, that I don't have a connection to think that I am a dirty, nasty girl and
that
doesn't wash my hands.
Fair.
So I washed my hands, right? So I do this. I walk out and I'm like, wait, why did I do that? Because I genuinely felt this anxiety where I was like, no, I literally need to wash my hands again. So, I mean, am I crazy for doing that? Like, what would have you done in that situation?
I probably would have done the same. I'm not going to lie, because in most situations, I don't care what people think of me. But when it comes to them thinking I'm gross, I feel like that's different. I don't know why.
I didn't want her to think I was gross, because you know what went through my head too? Immediately. And I swear to you, this entire scenario went through my mind in a matter of 5 seconds. I see her, I freak out, and I'm like, what if she thinks I'm gross? One, two, what if she goes back to her table and I was like, oh my God, some girl's in there. She did not wash her hands. You know, immediately.
I know, because that would have been my reaction, honestly. If I didn't have that knowledge, I'd be like, who is this freak not washing their hands in the bathroom?
I don't want to be a freak. Exactly. So it's like, it made me ask the question, like, what have you ever been in this situation? Like, what is the most ridiculous thing that you have done just to avoid being judged by a stranger? Do you have one, Charlotte?
Yeah. Okay. So in college, our dorm room was like right by the elevators. So it made a lot more sense to take the elevators downstairs than going like all the way around to get to the stairs.
You never need to give me a reason to use the elevator over the stairs, girl. I'm always using the elevator.
I would always take the stairs down because I don't want people to judge me and be like, typical plus size girl. Like, of course she's gonna be lazy and take it down. Or even just like, aside from like that, like insecurity, like, I also just feel like because so many people were waiting on the elevators at all time,
so they
you
had
never
want to
be
floor.
The jerk to like take it down.
Just
you know
one
what
level?
I mean? Like, that just feels so annoying. So every time I'll go all the way around to take down the go down the stairs.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, have you found yourself in this situation? What is the most ridiculous thing you've done to avoid being judged by a stranger? You can call or text us. Julie and Bel Air, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so this didn't necessarily happen to you, but this is a situation that you've heard. And honestly, I was kind of triggered by it because I've actually been in this situation in real life. So what happened?
Well, I just heard Kelly Ripa was doing a morning show, and she was talking about how when she goes into the bathroom, when she goes to pee, if there's pee on the seat, even if it's not from her, she feels like she has to wipe it up because she doesn't want someone thinking when she comes out that it was from her.
No, literally, because I have actually had to do that.
Same.
Here. I've had to do that
here?
In our building, girl.
Ew.
I know, because, no, I have, because I've gone in there and I see, like, the stuff on the seat and, like, there's other people in the bathroom.
No, that's whack.
So
I
have
coworkers.
I have to wipe it, because I'm not just going to, because clearly I'm hovering and I'm doing my thighs are holding on for dear life, right, trying to hover.
Yeah.
And as I see it in there and I walk out, I'm not going to leave the pitter-patter on the thing, because then everyone's going to think it was me.
It's going to look like it was you, and you're the pitter-patter girl.
I don't
want to be the pitter-patter girl.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for that, Julie. Good morning.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.